Mobile.
It's some gasoline in 0TR.
Yeah, that's what I went for, and it took forever to pump 5 gallons worth of gas, and then it didn't cut off, the pump didn't cut off when it filled up, so I ended up with gas on the side of the car.
Well, not good, especially a new car, by golly. Well, hope you got some towels there and wiped it off.
Well, I just want to get out of there and get away from there. And when I get home, I'll rinse it off and wipe it off. So, but I just want to get done and get out of that station because it gas spilled on the ground and it. They didn't seem too concerned about it. I said, well, everybody's been there before and they haven't had any problem. I said, well, you got a problem right now because it took 15 minutes to pump a little over 5 gallons of gas.
Sounds like not such a good place to get gas. It sounds like the tanks were really low and it was just barely getting it out.
No, but and all, I won't be going back to that Exxon again, that's for sure.
Exxon's usually expensive gas.
And like everything else is around here, and it's like a, you know, it's an Exxon station, it's a convenience store type thing, and they've got 12 pumps, so, you know, they ought to be more, they ought to be more aware of what's going on, but, it is what it is. I'll just deal with it when I get home. Like I said, I'll go in and get some stuff and spray the side of the car and then wipe it down good and rinse it off with some clear water, so I'll have that part done.
Remember, he went out to get the mail. That's just funny. I was just looking at some of the news here on the computer and says, bunch of dead robots, says Tesla charging stations are lined up with dead electric cars in the freezing cold.
That's another reason why I wouldn't have an electric car. Because I don't care what you do, when the weather is colder, electric cars, electricity doesn't work as well.
Just getting pretty cold, they'll go down to like 60% of the range, but this is just unbelievable. I saw it on TV last night, and it's really something else. Oh, they're showing, let me shut this sound off, Tesla's Cybertruck debuting at around $61,000. That's about the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
I've seen any of those yet, and I should get my new headphones should be in today since they shipped them by mail, and there was no mail delivery yesterday, so they'll be delivered today.
That's great. Well, this one guy says nothing, no juice, still on 0%. Tyler Beard been trying to recharge his Tesla at Oak Brook, Illinois, Tesla supercharging station since Sunday afternoon, told the news outlets. And this is like 3 hours being out here after being out 3 hours yesterday, and it's still not charging.
Like, they have a problem somewhere, you know? Just maybe.
That was Chicago, but Kansas had Chicago temperatures. It was 27 below zero in that football game when they played it the other night, Winchill.
Well, I was talking to somebody that was with the bank that I was, with the Naval Federal Credit Union in Florida, and she was up in the panhandle of Florida, and she said it was 30 degrees or 32 degrees there where she was up in the panhandle, and they're supposed to go down to 19 tonight.
It's devastating for them down there. Well, all we got in the mail today was junk mail. Not surprised at that. They'd lower the prices of the mail if they just throw out all the junk mail and deliver the regular stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, there was a price increase the first of the month, so, or will be the first of February, there'll be a price increase. So, it is what it is. We got to deal with it, Tom.
This one guy said, it's not plug and go. You have to precondition the battery, meaning you have to get the battery up to the optimal temperature to you even accept a fast charge. Oh, boy. Said they reached out to Tesla, but nobody's got back with them yet. I wonder why.
Well, you know, they're having their problems, I guess, like everybody else, so. Wonder if my mailman has come yet. He hadn't before I left the house, but maybe, he might have already come by now. Oh, got a couple of buzzers up here at by the road up here near the where the bridge goes over the interstate. And I must have had something dead there. And I went by a place this morning where there was a house where there was a dead deer in front of the house. I don't know if it's still there, but boy, if somebody got it, clipped it.
$3,000-$4,000, which I'm coming back from Miami, Oklahoma, back up to Kansas. And I didn't even see that sucker till he was right in front of our headlights. And got the left front fender and the hood. How much was that back then? $2,000-$4,000, something like that. It just whopped, and then I hit the brakes.
That happens. Well, I am home, and no mail yet, and I'm going to get inside where it's warmer. And it says it's 41 degrees here at the house, and it's going down. So, anyway, I'll catch up with you. I'll have the radio on inside here in a little bit, and I'll talk to you there. N0TRW2T, 7 threes for now.
Okay, Rusty. Send 0TR clear.